You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The presidential inauguration of Donald J. Trump happens this Friday. All week long, we're talking with Michigan residents who believed in the president-elect's message and finding out what resonated with them during the campaign and how they'll measure success with the new administration. Renee White from Manistee voted for Donald Trump. Stateside's Lester Graham recently spoke with her.
When did Trump first get your attention?
Just around the RNC. Kind of got my attention beforehand, wasn't sure where it was going to go. Kind of keep my hands off for a little bit. Voted in the primary, of course.
What about it made you decide he'd be the best person as president?
I looked more into the history of who Donald Trump is. Not him as the apprentice, not him as anything else than a businessman. The kindness of his heart, the things that he's done to people and for people in the past, just showed me a compassion that he has. I never saw anything controversial as far as, you know, things he had said or done. You know, and when you look at a candidate, you try to look for someone who's good and honest and trustworthy. And just before the RNC, I told my hubby this was going to be the one. This was going to be the one that's going to go. It's going to make a big difference. And I think I'm right. I really do.
I understand you're a substitute teacher and a mom. What issues are important to you?
Issues that are important to me is just that my kids can survive without, you know, I'm at 50 years of age. I have four kids living with me still, not able to make it on their own. I remember coming out of school and being, you know, just plain and simple, being out of school and being able to survive on my own. I mean, I lived on my own from the time I was 13 on without a problem. My kids can't seem to make it, you know, on their own. And I just think that's a really, really bad place for them to be. And more kids are living at home. I think that's just disgraceful.
You've attended his rallies. You met Donald Trump. Are you usually active in politics?
I am not. I went hugely on this one. I must say, when the second election for Barack Obama came in, I was a little bit more involved, but not as much as I was with this one. I went gung-ho on this one. I seen a huge chance for change for my kids. I seen a huge chance for change just even for me and my hubby.
So what do you take away from those rallies or the moment that you met him?
The moment that I met him was really pretty powerful. I have to tell you, I was crying. I'm very compassionate about being able to survive on my own, being able to live off the grid if I want to or whatever. And I've gotten to the point where I've gotten scared about the government and the overreach. So I was crying. He actually came right in front of me, lifted up a bunch of these people, had their cards over me. He lifted it up, looked at me, and I was crying. And he said, "I've got this. Don't worry. I've got it." And he blew me like three kisses. And this relief came over me because I thought, this man is confident. He knows something we don't know. And he's got this in the bag. And I really believe, you know, he went to those places that needed to be heard. He went to the people that needed to be heard. He went to, you know, and reached out to those people. And that made a huge difference on everything that he did.
I understand you knocked on doors for the Republican Party. What did you learn from talking with voters about Donald Trump?
The main thing that I saw, most people didn't want to tell you if they were Republican even. They were scared. And
scared? Why?
You know, just because of the I mean, even nowadays, I still get it on Facebook. You know, if I get on Facebook and start talking with, you know, my old teachers or my old peers or anything like that, you know, there's a lot of them that are still not for Trump. And I think they're going to see a big, huge change. But, you know, I wore my shirt proudly. I put signs in front of my yard. I had dog crap put in my mailbox. You know, there comes a point in time when you take a stand for things that sometimes the other people don't respond, and that's all right. But I just hate the fact that we don't have the same voice. You know, I think a lot of times a Democrat has a voice, and when we voice our opinion, I think we're labeled and we're ostracized. I mean, and it's just not right.
I'm told you started using Twitter because of Donald Trump. Tell me about that.
Just around the RNC time, I started using Twitter. I know that he was on it. I actually had heard an interview that his son had given Eric Trump. And when the RNC came into town, I was doing some Periscope and everything on there using Twitter. I surrounded myself. I went from zero to I've got over 4,000, almost 5,000 followers. and all are like-minded. You know, I mean, there's a couple of trolls out there and stuff, but they're people that I can actually go to. It's not, you know, like when I go to Facebook, it's my friends, it's my family. It's not people that always think like I do, and I don't want that. I want a little bit of whatever, but I don't want to get tore down every time I speak out either. So I surrounded myself with Twitter and, you know, put the word out whenever I could. And Twitter, by far, as far as news goes, I think on most parts, they were almost a good week ahead of it. Sometimes the stories you had to filter, you had to look, you had to research, but I'm proud of him for using it.
Well, generally, information that doesn't get looked at, examined, and verified does move faster. That's one of the problems that we have.
Yes, it is. But if you're smart enough, you can research it. You can look into it. And I think when you do that, you're better.
Donald Trump often criticizes members of the news media, most recently calling CNN fake news. So what do you think of that? And when you don't go to Twitter for the latest information, where do you get your news?
I am faithful Fox follower. And even on there, I have issues. That there's different people that are back and forth. I listen to Fox News religiously. There's a lot of I've followed Sean Hannity for years, you know, and he always has a little bit more of a conservative view and everything else. But I think that some of the mainstream media, and I won't say everybody, there is a lot of a one-sided view. There's a lot of, you know, their thoughts and feelings. And when you report the news, I think you're supposed to more report the news, not your thoughts, not your feelings. I mean, you can interject a little bit of that. But when you start delegitimizing a person based on something that you can't back up with facts, that's wrong. Look at how much time they spent on Benghazi or any of the other facts. They never did it. Instead, they tried to tear him down peg by peg. And I'll tell you, the people saw it, and it's because the people are getting smarter, and they're not believing. And I think this has been 8 years of we're fed whatever they want us to be fed, and people just got fed up with it.
What are things that you'll be watching to gauge how successful Donald Trump is as president?
Well, I'll tell you what, in 8 weeks, I've seen more in 8 weeks, and he's not even on the docket yet, than I've seen in 8 years. The things that I will look at truly, fully, is the fact, will he follow through with the promises? There was a lot of promises made. There's a lot of just backed up, I don't even know if I can say it, but BS as far as where the government is. And when I see this, when I see the things that he's doing already with the jobs turning around, with, you know, things coming back to our country, that's amazing to me. That has been a problem for a long time. And that's why kids can't get a job. That's why they can't get anything that pays enough. That's why, you know, the economy is so bad. That's why there's, honest and for truly, there's seven of us living in one house, income coming in from everybody. And, you know, when they said there's not probably a family out there that could probably come up with $400 if they had an emergency, unless it's the payday, that's our house. We don't have any money in savings. We don't have anything. We're living paycheck to paycheck, just like 90% of the Americans that are out there. And it's hard. It's rough. You know, everybody's chipping in. I mean, I make the kids pay $200 towards rent or whatever and help out. But, you know, that's rough. If you have to live like that, that's just really rough. And when I see these changes being made, I know that my kids have got a future, and I'm a lot more secure. And I will be watching him. I will be watching him close. I mean, I will put pen to hand, and I have. I wrote him letters already. I sent them to Trump Tower. Right away when I got on Twitter, I got Eric Trump, and I got Donald Trump that, you know, retweeted my tweets or interjected into them. I think that's pretty important as an American to see that my president can look at that and go, hey, you know what? I agree, or I disagree, or whatever. I want that. And most Americans do.
Renee White is a Donald Trump supporter and was one of the Michigan voters who helped Mr. Trump get to the White House. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.